My name is Adela Obler and I'm a fifth grader at Cascadia Elementary, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, In the Heart of Xena, in which a girl named Camilla is living in a futuristic society. She's different than everyone else, but does not know why. My classmates have the problem solved in just seconds. I see holographic models pop up around the room, turning green as teacher labels them correct. I feel everyone staring at me as I scribble away madly on my e-desk. I am the only one still working. Teacher walks over to me, unable to hide her disappointment. Camilla, have you finished yet?
Almost, not quite.
Camilla, teacher says, sounding impatient. I turn. Class is dismissed, she says. I stand up to go, but teacher calls me back. Miss Chi? I stop and slowly turn to face her. Yes, teacher? How is learning going for you this year? Teacher asks. It is enjoyable, I respond, knowing that is untrue. I'm glad to hear it, she pauses. Do you know what your average for the past session is, Camilla?
No, teacher, I don't, I respond.
It is in the 200 range, Miss Chi. I gasp. This is very low, even for me.
We need to work on this, Camilla, she says.
Yes, teacher, I say softly. She continues, ignoring my comment. I don't want to do this, Camilla, but I've been considering reporting your grade issues. You are about 800 below average, anyway. Oh, no, teacher, please don't, I say, suddenly desperate. I don't even want to know what will happen to me if the elders find out about my learning failures. Teacher pauses, as if in consideration. Okay, Camilla, she sighs. I will give you 1 month to bring your grades up by at least 200. From there, I'll expect dramatic improvement. You're dismissed. Thank you, teacher, I say gratefully. I step through the transport set into the south wall of the classroom, feeling a cold shiver pass through my body as I enter the portal. I step out into the main hall of the U16 dormitory, under the transport labeled 11th Year Learning, room A24. I walk to my dorm room and scan my wrist chip on the door. It beeps, flashing green, and slides open. Welcome back, Camilla Chi, says the feminine voice of my room. I would like to remind you that you have signed up to volunteer at the committee house at 1400 today. What time is it now, Monchi? I ask my room. It is currently 1343. Your volunteering will begin in 17 minutes. I swear and quickly change into my committee house uniform, black tank top dress and gray flats. It is drab and colorless, like all clothing in the city of Xena. As I step out of the transport nearest to the committee house, the cold December wind hits me like a wave, penetrating my thin dress and sending shivers up my spine, and I wish, once again, that our uniforms came with jackets. I walk the few blocks to the committee house and scan my wrist chip at the door. A monotone voice tells me, Welcome to the committee house, otherwise known as the Heart of Xena, Camilla Chi. The round door then dilates, revealing Michael, my volunteer guide, standing in the committee house's main hall. Hello, Camilla, the holograph greets me. I step in, and the door closes behind me. So I ask, did I? Yes, Camilla, you have been promoted, he responds. Thank you, I breathe. Michael glances at me, looking annoyed, as if I have interrupted him. To level 6. I gasp, this time unable to hide my surprise. Level 6, I ask? I cannot believe what Michael is saying. Level 6 and above is where the elders work, and I am only volunteer. Volunteers are never allowed that high up in the committee house. Yes, Camilla, level 6, Michael says, sounding impatient. Shall we head up? Yes, Michael, I say, taking a deep breath to calm my nerves.